For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is defending his zero-tolerance immigration policy, even as protesters denounce it. WCBS reporter Kelly Waldron tells us about a demonstration at a detention center near New York City.
Concerned residents stood outside the gates of a facility here in Westchester County as Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney and others tried to get inside to see how many migrant children separated from their families at the border were brought here. But they were turned away at the gates and told to wait 2 weeks.
If we sit around and we're dumb enough to let them delay for two more weeks, somebody's parent is going to get deported. And that kid's still going to be here.
He's backing legislation that would require the State Department to work with embassies in Central America to get these families reunited immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
The vice president is endorsing the Rothfuss campaign. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Vice President Mike Pence traveled to Pittsburgh to throw his support behind Republican Congressman Keith Rothfuss. He'll face Democrat Connor Lamb in the November election. The vice president touted the economy, saying the country needs conservatives like Rothfuss in Washington.
Congressman Connor Lamb has stood with the liberals in Washington, D.C., and not with the common-sense conservative people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Iraq's military claims it's killed dozens of Islamic State militants in an airstrike. Reporter Dale Gavlak.
The strike targeted three houses connected by a trench where ISIS leaders were meeting in the town of Hajin. Those killed included the ISIS deputy war minister, a media chief, its police chief, and leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's personal courier. Iraq's military has been cooperating with the Syrian government in the fight against ISIS militants.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tributes continue to come in for conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Krauthammer died on Thursday at the age of 68. Earlier this month, he had revealed that he was in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. He'd been missing from Fox News' special report for nearly a year as he battled that disease. Fox's Britt Hume worked with Krauthammer for decades.
The man was so courageous in the way he lived his life, and he overcame so much. I mean, almost total paralysis to achieve what he achieved.
Krauthammer had graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a lifelong quadriplegic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Northern California power company says it could pay upwards of $10 billion in connection with last year's deadly wildfires. Of the 21 Northern California wildfires last year, the California Department of Forestry has determined the cause of 14 of them so far, and several were caused by downed power lines. Pacific Gas and Electric filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it expects to pay at least $2.5 billion by the end of the quarter, June 30th, and could reach $10 billion plus as it is facing some 200 lawsuits and has paid nearly $1 billion in insurance claims so far. For USA Radio News,